Hey, Bite Size, this is Rick, Bite Size Pickleball. Thanks for tuning in. Last week on our episode about injuries, I was talking about how we needed to guide our injuries with our mind, aka the quarterback. And as I was walking along trying to relax my quarterback last week, I began to think about the noise. Wait, hold on. I got a text message. Hold on. Okay, I'm back. Hey, can I call you back in a few? I'm doing a podcast, Mom. Okay, thanks. Okay, I'm back. So, my God, look at this story on the news. Hold on, I gotta forward this to a friend. Hold on. That's what I'm talking about, the noise. Anyway, I wanted to read you a chapter from my book, How to Play Better Pickleball, which is on sale at Amazon or Barnes and Noble. Right now, if you want the Kindle version, get it on Amazon. If you want the paperback version, go to barnesandnoble.com and you can find it there, How to Play Better Pickleball by Rick Sipes, C-I-P-E-S. And I'm going to read to you chapter 22. Excuse me. I'm going to read to you chapter 22. The challenge is, the way I see it, there are three overall challenges in your pursuit of developing an epic pickleball game. I've mentioned the first several times already, and that's to carve out enough time to practice. Your foundation of greatness at anything in life starts there, with how much time you devote to your craft, or in this case, your game. And if you're not willing to go there, you probably won't take the necessary time to conquer the other two challenges on the list. The next challenge has also been mentioned, and that's going beyond the noise in your own mind, that incessant, self-critical, anxious voice that holds you back from tapping your true potential. We'll get into that in this section, and we'll learn how to dial down what the Buddhists refer to as the monkey mind. This is where you picture a bunch of monkeys flinging crap at each other in your head. I hate to say it, but that sticks to the point where it blocks anything resembling pure spirit and your ability to be in the zone in pickleball and in life. Do you find it odd how I equate pickleball preparation with life prep? To be honest, I'm only writing about what I have learned. And I promise you, I have not only improved my mind game in pickleball, but also in my life. It's kind of been one and the same. In addition to the mind noise, the third challenge is maybe not so obvious, but it is important nevertheless, and it's also a type of noise, and that's the noise of the outside world. Look around you. There is so much noise in everything we do and in everywhere we go. We're addicted to screens. We check our cell phones hundreds, thousands of times a day, send completely mundane text messages or Facebook posts, and we've got our earbuds in and we're plugged into whatever the latest video is or breaking news story at almost every minute of our day. We are, like George Mumford said, caught up in the chaos of the storm in our lives at most times. I have already kind of touched upon this, but in short, our attention spans have been hijacked and overwhelmed by the amount of information we consume on a daily basis. We need to learn to quiet the outside noise, the chatter, and stay focused on our project at hand. In this case, playing better pickleball. Don't get me wrong, because I love my gadgets. At the same time, I try to be hyper-aware and sensitive of their power to completely suck me down their THROWT, the rabbit hole of wasted time. We've all been there in one way or another. It's just really hard not to be. And because we're so consumed with the noise, it's become very rare that we're able to spend time alone with our own thoughts. That alone time is precious and so beneficial to keeping our minds running clearly in life and then carried over to the court. I grew up in a time when there was really only three television channels, one kind of coffee or tea, and you know what? It was pretty simple. Less choice equaled less time thinking about mundane things and more time to enjoy our lives. Now, well, our senses are inundated at every point of the day. How many stations on your TV? How many kinds of tea or coffee in your store? A hell of a lot. And these choices that we're faced with constantly are overloading our circuits. The motherboard is melting down, and we'd all be better served if we learned to take the time to defragment our soul drive before the motherboard explodes. If you can start to be aware of how the noise affects you, and you can begin to develop the ability to catch yourself when you feel it closing in, that's your first step, recognition. Then you might ask, the next time your phone is blindly staring you in the face, does what I'm doing right now add any meaningful value to my life? And what am I trying to fill the void for? And then start digging deep. Be willing to be alone and quiet with just your own thoughts. Be patient and let the process unfold. You might think about starting a journal. It could be a pickleball journal, but you know, with mind stuff thrown in. If this book gets one thing across to you, and it's this, that would be awesome. Learn to turn down all the different sources of noise in your life, and you're going to get way more out of life, and coincidentally, your pickleball game. Let's move forward and delve a little further into the mind space, starting with the most overbearing part, the inner critic. You know the one. It's that annoying monkey on your back and in your mind, constantly telling you how much you suck. You need to be able to play more footloose, and I've got just the person to help you do that. Can you guess who that person is? He's famous. He's the only famous person I know and played pickleball with. Okay, most of you already know. It's Kenny Loggins, and he's in the next chapter, so you're going to have to buy How to Play Better Pickleball to find out what Kenny Loggins says about the inner critic. If you like this podcast, please take the time to rate and review it on the Apple Podcast. If you didn't know, I also have a bite-sized pickleball newsletter, which you can find on substack.com. Just search for bite-sized pickleball on Substack. Okay, you're getting prepared out there. I imagine your game's starting to get pretty darn good. Keep it up. You can do this. Bite size. Bite size.